wherever you are. Good evening, good afternoon. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to speak once again. This is indeed the grace of God. I have not been very active on this YouTube channel, but I have been on my Facebook speaking the heart of the Lord and the heart of the Father towards His people. And God is good. God is good. In the midst of every situation, God remains good. You know, something God laid in my heart this morning, and it came out very clearly. I just thought to myself, I'm not going to write this down. I am going to speak it. Because I just felt that unction. You know, when you feel this is something the Lord just wants you to declare in the atmosphere with your voice, you know. Writing is very different from speaking for all who operate in this office. You know it. Writing is very, very different from speaking. And so as much as I've been writing a lot through my Facebook platform, I'm back to speak once again. And thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for all your prayers and for all your support. You know, many of you have been really, really kind and, you know, reached out to me through various means to just check on me and, you know, support me in the way that God has led you. So, first, we must remember that we have to pray for Israel. We have to pray for Israel. We have to stand with Israel because, you know, the prophetic symbol, the prophetic significance of what we see happening in Israel right now. So we are praying with Israel as the Church of Jesus Christ, and we are standing in the gap, partnering with the Holy Spirit concerning peace over Israel, and we will declare it, peace and shalom, the shalom of God over Israel. Now, this morning, while I was just going about the things that you would usually do in the morning, I just felt it. I heard it very clearly. The Lord speaking to me and saying, tell my people that history will not repeat itself in their lives again. Tell my sons and daughters in the nation and in the nations that history will not repeat itself in their lives and in the nation and in the nations. And you know, I took a few minutes to just digest what I'd heard, and it just started, you know, playing itself very clearly in my mind. You know, God is a God of patterns, and the enemy loves patterns as well. And the Lord began to tell me that there are certain things that we have been through. There are certain things as individuals we have been through that have been painful, that have hurt us so bad that we don't even want to ever think that those things could happen again. And God just zoned me into that place in the spirit where, you know, the enemy wants to scratch on the same wound. The enemy wants to pierce. He wants to drill holes on the same place where you are afflicted before. And God began to tell me, tell my people, tell my sons and daughters, to pray and begin to declare that what has happened to them before that was really, really painful, that was such a heartache, that created such a big wound, will not repeat itself again, because the Lord said to me, that's what the enemy is planning. And this is not just on the individual level or on the personal level, but the Lord began to make it clear to me that that's what the enemy wants to happen in the nations, once again, globally. You know, we are just in this pandemic that is not yet totally lifted off. Yes, it's manageable, but it's not yet lifted off. I mean, we've seen what's happening in India, and we've been keeping them in prayer. And we have not yet even come out of the close of this thing. And God began to show me that the enemy wants to do something that is of similar magnitude and something that would make us cry once again, something that would make us desperately call out on the name of the Father once again. And so the Lord was not just speaking to me about individuals and about personal things, but about things or a situation that has that magnitude, the magnitude of, you know, a nation or nations, you know, it impacts a nation or it impacts nations, you know, and he said, tell my people to pray that history will not repeat itself. And I'm just humbly submitting this word to us, that we will wage war with it at the place of prayer. You know, God says that he is the one who fights our battles. You know, Exodus 14:14 speaks about, you know, God saying he's the one who fights our battles. 2 Chronicles 20:17 is the same thing. It just says, take your position and be still, and I will fight the battle. But you see, taking our position means that we need to be at the place of prayer. We need to be in the place where we are watching and praying fervently, continuously. Our prayers cannot stop. I said the other day that we don't stop praying. We change gears in prayer. And so God wants us to take our positions very seriously as we begin to apostolically declare that affliction will not rise up a second time. Nahum 1:9. It says affliction, trouble, suffering will not rise up a second time. But when you read it very carefully, it says, what do you conspire against the Lord? He will make an utter end of it. This is a question. This is a question. What do you conspire against the Lord? What do you conspire against the Lord's people? What do you conspire against who and who? Against this nation and this nation? The Lord will make an utter end of it. And therefore, we must know that as we are declaring, affliction will not rise up a second time, that God is with us, God is on our side, and that the conspiracies of the enemy against us as individuals, against us as a nation, and against us as the earth, those conspiracies are going to be overturned. The purpose of the enemy will not stand as long as you and I that are called to pray, you and I that are called to stand in the authority of Jesus Christ, can open our mouth and begin to declare that history will not repeat itself, that affliction will not repeat itself, that that thing which you have suffered that caused you pain and tears, it is not going to repeat itself. That miscarriage that you suffered is not going to repeat itself. The pregnancy that you lost is not going to repeat itself. That sickness will not attack you in a different area this time around. That, you know, loss that you suffered in your business, that loss that you suffered in your marriage, that loss that you suffered in your family is not going to repeat itself a second time. That which you suffered as a shame, as a betrayal, that accusation of the enemy, it is not going to repeat itself. Whatever it is that you know that the enemy has done before in your life, you need to write it down. And as you pray in these, you know, weeks, you know, in this next week, just pray saying, it is not going to repeat itself in my life. Whatever the enemy did before, it is not going to repeat itself. Psalm 25 say, oh my God, I trust in you. Let not me be put to shame. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yes, the enemy is busy scheming. The enemy is busy conspiring. But when you lift up your voice to the Lord and begin to declare with authority that this thing is not coming back, this thing is not recurring, this thing will not reoccur. The shame you suffered in that office is not following you in another office. The shame you suffered in that marriage is not following you again. That thing that the enemy wants to use, that wound that he wants to drill into so that you can cry even more painful tears, it shall not happen again. That plague that he released over the earth that has caused us losses, that has caused us time, that has caused many lives have been lost, many families have lost, many families have wept and cried, this is not going to reoccur again. That nothing of the same magnitude is going to reoccur in the earth. You cannot just pray for yourself. You have to pray for your nation. You have to pray for the nations. We have to be the kind of people that God can partner with. So don't just pray about your personal situation. Pray about the nation. Say that this thing is not going to reoccur in Kenya. It's not going to reoccur in the US, in China, in India. Whatever God lays in your heart in Israel, you are going to stand in the gap, and God is going to use you to begin to lift lift up your voice so that we stop whatever the enemy is planning. And right now I just want to declare prophetically, apostolically, that affliction is not going to rise up in your life. That trouble, that suffering, that sickness, that failure, that loss, that accusation that you have been through before, it is not coming back. We hinder it, we block it, we issue it with a restraining order, we declare a cease and desist. It is not coming near you. Whatever it is that the enemy has planned, it is not coming to you. The weapons he formed before, that he knew, she was not ready, he was not ready, that it attacked, we declare those weapons will not prevail against you, because God is on your side. God is fighting for you. God is strengthening you. This time around, you are not going to be caught in slumber. This time around, you are not going to be caught unawares. We must watch and pray. This time around, it's not going to hit us when we are least aware. So we are declaring affliction. You will not rise up a second time. Not in the lives of God's people. Not in the nation of Kenya. Not globally. Affliction. We speak to you because you have a voice. You will not rise up a second time. You cancer, you will not rise up a second time. You diabetes, you will not rise up a second time and cause even worse manifestations. You plague, you will not rise up as a different kind of plague or pestilence. We hinder you and we block you in the name of Jesus. You accusation that cost me my job, that cost me my ministry, that cost me my relationship, you will not rise up a second time. Just declare with me, I'm personalizing it, but this is for you. You will not rise up a second time in the name of Jesus. That which has been used before to put you down, it is not coming back to you. I speak and declare that as you join me in this prayer, God is moving on your behalf. God is moving on behalf of your family. God is moving on behalf of your children. God is moving on behalf of this nation and the nations of the earth. And we are declaring together that history is not going to repeat itself. In fact, when he spoke to me, he said, painful history will not repeat itself in your life. You are not going to carry that burden again. We are declaring today that we are receiving strength. We are receiving clarity concerning everything that the enemy is trying to do, that you will see it very well, clearly in your visions and your dreams. You will know what attack he is planning, and you will stop it with your prayer. If you have to fast, fast. If you have to pray, pray. You know how much you have been afflicted before. It is you who knows where it has pinched so hard before. So don't just hang on there and listen to me. I want you to pray along and declare, according to the word of God delivered today, affliction, you will not rise up a second time. History, you will not repeat yourself in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because of this word, and I declare according to what you have said, it shall not be. The enemy will not be able to rise up a second time in our lives as individuals, in this nation, in the nations of the earth and globally. We decree and declare every plan and conspiracy, every scheme, every assignment, every plot, every snare he has set for your people, my God, it is disgraced, it is overturned. It shall not stand. The purpose which the enemy is rising against your people, my God, that purpose is thwarted. According to Job 5:12, my God, I decree and declare, the plans of the enemy are scattered already. Oh, Ramasko Loboshka Libayante Ribosaya Ribazaya, Librazunto Ribozika Libayanta, Librazika Labayanta. Everything he is planning, everything he has conspired, is brought to the light. It is exposed and it is disgraced. We decree and declare that your hand of judgment, Lord, is coming up against every plan of the enemy. It is coming against every assignment of the enemy. For every individual under the sound of my voice, for their family, Lord, and even not concerning this nation and the nations of the earth, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because of these things. And I call it done and established in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. Affliction will not repeat itself in your life.